Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
I'm guessing you've had at least one time in your life when you felt your relationship with God was good. Maybe not. But for myself, I've had several seasons where lots of things shifted, like seasons of the year. Truly, all relationships keep changing. So, it's reasonable to expect your relationship with God to shift. Is that normal? Good or bad? This content explores how to stay healthy when your relationship with God shifts in a complicated world. What causes relationship shifts? What changes? Sometimes it's impossible to answer those questions. Relationships are complicated, but they are critical to be a healthy person, and they are part of God's original design. Consequently, it's important to spend time and energy on your most important relationships. Here are some examples of why relationships shift. I have about 9 of them. Number 1. Relationships shift because people shift. Every person undergoes change every day. That means all their connections with others will encounter the effects of those changes. Number 2. Community interactions and career responsibilities change to meet the demands and the needs of various groups or teams. 3. Provisions shift continually. If you're a farmer or a gardener, you know every year the harvest is somehow different from previous years. So, provisions shift. Number 4. Availability shifts. Time and schedule demands affect each day. The unexpected often pays a visit. Number 5. Health and well-being can shift. Conditions and diseases come and go, and they must be managed. This takes energy and time, so every connecting relationship also experiences some effect of those shifts. 6. If you work in a dentist or a doctor office or a business with clients, it goes without saying your day will have constant shifting with patients and with various clients. Every patient or client has unique needs, so your plan for them will also shift. 7. When you plan a trip, you need to be flexible. At every turn, you'll find something has shifted from your first plans. This involves many others in transportation, housing, meals, activities, and so on. Trip planning means change and flexibility. Number 8. The world is constantly shifting. Sometimes these are good shifts, and other times, they are terrible, even scary shifts. From politics to public health to international relationships to responses after natural disasters and so on. 9. Truly, everything in life shifts, and that's mostly a good thing. But what you and I need and what the world is looking for is something dependable, credible, that never changes. We need something reliable to build our ever-changing lives on. All right, those were 9 examples of why relationships shift. So, since you're a person and God is a person, your relationship will go through changes. When your relationship with God shifts, be alert, be pensive, creative, and be prayerful. Although we've explored normal life shifting, and those shifts affect relationships, other relationships, that's not the focus of this content. I want to spend some time looking at legitimate things that affect progress, success, and stability of your relationship with God. And of course, what we find will also affect all your relationships. There's a phrase, let it breathe. We're going to talk about that now. One helpful practice in all relationships is to let it breathe. So this is true of your relationship with God. You'll never know another person who is as flexible as God is. In fact, flexibility is a good quality for you to pursue. People who practice being flexible, especially in relationships, often have stronger, healthier friendships and connections. Life has rhythms, ebb and flow, continual change. But God's principles stay the same even as life is constantly pulsating. So by holding to His methods, you are stable, but you can also flow with life. God lets it breathe with you. However, do you let it breathe with God? Or do you find yourself wanting to box God in? He doesn't fit in a box. Plus, He doesn't want you in a box either. And finally, He doesn't want you to box up other people. His gift to all is let it breathe. But we also need to spend some time talking about flex and bend. Flex and bend is a little bit like let it breathe, but the add-on piece is the ability to bend. Being willing to flex and bend is a healthy strength. It opens more options and power needed to respond to a variety of life stimuli. However, this ability to bend results from a willingness to train in it. God provides the training. Life in our broken world provides the environment for the training. Just like a young tree bends under the stress of extreme wind, pushing it out of its normal form, upright, to an uncomfortable form, almost parallel to the earth. Life also threatens to break you sometimes. Those who learn to flex and bend are often healthier as adults, as individuals, and their relationships are healthier too. Bending with others' lives shows a respect for their differentness, their needs, and unique life path. It also means you care more about their heart connected to yours, and vice versa, than having everything neatly predictable. Further, it means you want what is best for them rather than what feels safe to you. You must flex and bend to have good relationships, and you want others to bend for you too. It's very similar in your relationship with God. So we've talked about letting it breathe, in other words, being flexible, but then we also add to that flexibility the choice to bend. But there's something important that does not change. One thing. And as a result of this one thing that does not change, you can rely on and build on it. What is this unchanging thing? It's really a person. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. You've likely heard this before, but it is a game changer when applied to life. Because Jesus is also the living Word of God, you can depend on Scripture, which is the written Word, always giving you solid advice. That's what Jesus does. Matthew 24:35 says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." It's also in Mark 13:31 and Luke 21:33. When you need something dependable, when your relationship shifts with God, go to Jesus, the living Word, and to His Word, Scripture, the written Word. When you take in the words of Scripture, you take in the life of Jesus. They are one and the same, and they keep you in a safe, healthy place with God. One of the greatest blessings is to have good, dependable relationships. People that you can trust and count on. People who have your back. The alternative is to have unhealthy, bad, few, or worst of all, no relationships. God made you for relationships. The first one He wants you to have is with Him. He chose you. Next are those people who are dear to your heart, family, friends, children, perhaps a spouse. Work and community relationships are important too. And even global relationships are important. God made you for relationships. So pick your relationships prayerfully. Ask God to help you choose and prioritize your relationships. He knows who is best to be in your life. You can experience peace, freedom, companionship, and growth from healthy relationships. However, make God your first, most, and best relationship. But let's face it, people are one of the greatest blessings in life, yet they are also one of the greatest frustrations. It helps to see people through God's eyes and principles. This affords you the skills to enjoy people more, calling things what they are without judging people, and learning lots from others. Let your relationships with people shift, but keep working at healthy interactions. We can't have this discussion about relationships without remembering that we have an enemy. Did you know that your enemy camps out at the gate of your soul? He is crafty. He's smarter than you. You can't see him. Your defenses are limited. He deceives and hates you. His goal? To pull you down, ruin you, finish you off. His strategy? To throw you into confusion, to lie to you, keep you out of your Bible, block you from praying. What can you do? This is an important question because it affects how your relationship shifts with God. When the enemy pounds on your life, when people change and you have no control, and when your relationship with God shifts, you can put action steps into place. So let's talk about some of those, the action steps when your relationship with God shifts. Number one, first, remember, Jesus defeated your enemy. So live in this victory by faith. Ephesians 1:20-22. Second, refuse to fall back into your own devices and plans. Proverbs 3:5-6 talks about that. Then third, trust God. Don't lean on yourself. He will put a path in front of you and safely escort you through. Isaiah 52:12. Four, don't listen to the enemy who wants you in bondage. You belong to Jesus Christ. Isaiah 26:3. Then stand firm, number five, or you won't stand at all. Isaiah 7:9b. Number six, stay hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3:3. It's like a protective force field, kind of like wearing body armor. From Jude 21, it's your protection and your provision. Number seven, be still. Listen to God's still small voice. It's a gentle whisper. 1 Kings 19:12. And then number eight is know He is God. Psalm 46:10. Know that He loves you. Jeremiah 31:3. Nine, rest in God while turmoil swirls around you. Psalm 23:5. He honors your faith. Wait and watch what He will do. Psalm 37:7. Number 10, pick up your gifts of peace and freedom that Jesus is giving to you. John 14:27 and Galatians 5:1. Number 11, if you suffer, make sure it's for good and not for doing wrong. 1 Peter 2:20 and 1 Peter 3:17. God will redeem your sufferings. 12, gain control. With God's instructions and promises, 2 Peter 1, verse 4. That gives you control over what is yours to control. Number 13, in your heart, come near to Christ. He is super close to you. James 4, 8. Respond back. 14, ask God for wisdom and creativity to come up with fresh strategies. He'll give them. He knows no limits. Colossians 1, verse 9. 15, stay in God's training. Learn His maneuvers. Get good at godliness. 1 Timothy 4, 8. I'm going to quickly breeze through that list of action steps again when your relationship shifts with God. These are steps that will really help you to maneuver into a deeper, richer relationship with the Lord. Number one, Jesus defeated your enemy. So live in victory by faith. Two, refuse to fall back into your own devices and plans. Three, trust God. Don't rely on yourself. Four, don't listen to your enemy. Five, stand firm. Six, stay hidden with Christ in God. Seven, be still to hear Him. Eight, know that He is God and He loves you. Nine, rest in God, even when it's turmoil all around you. 10, pick up your gifts of peace and freedom. 11, God will redeem your sufferings. 12, gain control with God's instructions and promises. 13, in your heart, come near to Christ. 14, ask God for wisdom and creativity. And then 15, get good at godliness. So those are the things that we can focus on when your relationship with God shifts. And everyone has a shift in their relationship with God, as well as with other people. When you follow these action steps with God, it will have a positive impact on all your relationships. Visit our website for devotional materials, articles, podcasts, and resources to help grow your faith in God. Pursue noble character and an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org. Your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.